Welcome to Here for the Cocktail Party. I'm Sean.
And I'm Rayanne.
Each week, we'll be sipping cocktails, spilling tea, and diving into the latest gossip of this week's episode of The Bachelorette.
Kiki with us every week as we overanalyze the contestants' love connection and follow their journey with a healthy dose of alcohol and skepticism. And tonight, we are recapping episode 9.
And our cocktail was so fitting. The Dark and Stormy was the perfect cocktail for this episode. I did not realize that we were Hurricane 5 status, like all the way. We're dying.
Yeah. They brought the intensity and the trauma, as well as you know who, making a real shit storm at the end of the episode. But we'll get to that. But it was a very fitting cocktail for this evening.
Yes, and I feel like the flavors were just as surprising as this episode.
So we zoom in and we are back at the pre-cocktail two-on-one with Bennett and Noah because they just won't fucking go away. The only thing that I noticed during the pre-two-on-one was they pan over and Ed is putting something in his mouth in the background and it is so weird. And I rewound it like 3 times. I think it might have been a piece of gum, but he was like hunched over, like slowly putting the piece of gum in his mouth. And first of all, why is he still there? Second of all, gross. Grossed me out.
Ed, do you have something to tell us? Are you assuming the position for something that we should know about? Cuddlingus? Just let us know.
No, no one wants that. No.
Okay, well, I want to know. So, but also with the pre-cocktail party, Ben is ready to chop them off. He wants to cut off the cock and balls, and I agree. Send them both home, Tayshia.
Yeah, I concur, but we know it wouldn't be dramatic enough if she did that. So we get back to where we were, and we finally get to hear the answer to Tayshia's question of, what's in the box? And Bennett just goes, it was a gift. And then she goes, K, and she throws out the second K in a matter of like 2 seconds, and it was great.
It was great. She wasn't having it, and I think at that point, Bennett totally regretted his gift idea, and he should have, because that was so condescending.
So Tayshia is over it at this point and just pulls Bennett aside and says that he questioned her integrity because of his comment of Noah having a 0% chance of ending up with Tayshia. And she's like, you have no right to tell anybody or me like who I'm gonna end up with. And then that was like her mic drop.
But Bennett isn't having any of it, and he mansplains emotional intelligence to Tayshia, and I am not here for it. Like, does he know what he's doing?
All I know is that Tayshia was looking at him like someone was trying to convince her to be a Scientologist or something, like trying to like convert her into the EQ religion.
He is definitely on this emotional intelligence shit. And she's not having it. And I think that she asked Bennett the question about her integrity because it was a trap, because she wanted to see if he would lie to her. And he did. He did question her integrity.
Yeah, apparently he talks down to everybody. I mean, not apparently. We've seen him talk down to a lot of people, but I'm sure it's even more intense when the cameras aren't on and he's like having to chill with all these other guys. So we already know his game here. Yeah, she's not buy in. And he reads the situation completely incorrectly. He's like, I'm gonna get that rose. She's gonna have my babies after this conversation. It's like, were we in the same room?
Yeah. Are we seeing the same things? Because I'm a little flabbergasted at this point that you would even think that.
Yeah. So that kind of ends on a weird note. She's like not having him. I think hates him at that moment, as we all do. You know, it's a love-hate relationship with Bennett for me. I know why I should hate him, but his charming yet sadistic hallmark actor quality is just really draw me to him, and he loves being on television, and you can tell.
I mean, would I be mad if I had a chateau in Paris? Absolutely not. So why wouldn't I love him? Love him for the chateau.
And we could always go back to the chateau beignet and the beignets he made.
Exactly. Oh boy. But then of course she pulls Noah aside and talks to him, but of course Noah can't get Bennett out of his mouth. It's Bennett, 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 Bennett. And I'm like, Noah, you're supposed to prove that you have feelings for her, not prove that you have feelings for Bennett.
Yeah, their conversation was kind of stupid. They talk about the fucking gift again. Then he starts to talk about emotional intelligence. And at this point, I think Bennett and Noah should just separate from the group and, you know, start that church of emotional intelligence. Let's get it going, guys.
And so she leaves, and then, of course, they go to commercial break, and she comes back, so much time to think, and she was like, okay, I made my decision, and of course, she gives out her kudos, but Bennett is saw out, and you're like, oh, so Noah gets the rose, but no, Noah also doesn't get the rose, so even after she walks Bennett out, and Bennett is just so taken aback. He is shocked that she would even send him home.
So Bennett says, I'm shocked. And he did it in the tone and way that Will Ferrell says things in Anchorman. And I just wanted him to be like, by the beard of Zeus. But it didn't happen, unfortunately. But my all-time favorite part of any of this, and maybe of the episode, was Noah shoveling 1,000 Tic Tacs into his mouth, like hoping to get a makeout session. She was like, no, no, get that smirk off your face. This is not a victory. And this is where I felt like Tayshia was acting in a Hallmark movie. And like, it was the last 15 minutes when there's the big problem. You know, she's between the two guys and she only has 15 minutes to resolve it all.
It definitely felt like that. She is giving us Hallmark vibes. She is dropping all of the lines in these episodes. That wasn't a victory for you is such a bitch slap to his ego. And he just wasted 1,000 Tic Tacs. So after she drops that line, the men walk in and the cocktail party commences, and Noah kind of has a commendable speech, but meh.
I have a serious question.
Uh-oh.
Is there something wrong with Brendan's neck that he only brought turtlenecks to Palm Springs in July?
Brendan, stop trying to make turtlenecks happen. They're not going to happen.
And then Tayshia goes, so as you can see, Bennett is no longer with us. I was like, ooh, tables have turned. She's become the American Psycho killer. So then Riley starts a cheers, and then he goes from like cheers into stealing her. And this part was cute. He said, happy 1 week anniversary. And he gave her a plated dessert. But that just reminded me of one of our plated dessert stories.
Oh my God, our anniversary.
So, to fill everybody in, Sean and I were at a anniversary party for a restaurant, and we were still hungry because, you know, it's us. And we left and we went to another restaurant, and the hostess asked what we were doing prior to entering this restaurant, and we said we were at an anniversary party, and she thought we said that we were celebrating our anniversary, like, as a couple. So, of course, we played along with it the whole time, and all I can think about was how the entire staff who kept, like, coming over and wishing us a happy birthday was like, that poor girl has no idea her boyfriend is really gay. That poor, poor girl.
She is so oblivious. I mean, and come on, this host just had to pick up all of the context clues. Like, I told her that we were there for a restaurant anniversary, and obviously I don't have the most subtle lisp. And on top of it, they made up a year and just wished us a happy 5-year anniversary.
Yep. And we enjoyed our dessert, okay?
So, you know, I love a good dessert anniversary.
Yeah, so good job, Riley. We enjoyed it. And it made me reminisce back to to our anniversary. So then we get to Zach, and he like frames one of the photos from their weird wedding photo situation last week. Make out. Ben and her have a very intense make out session by the fountain that they continuously go to hang out by that always makes me want to pee.
Hopefully you paused to go and didn't just go on the couch.
No one will ever know.
The story of 2020. The things I did in my house that no one will ever know.
Exactly. Ivan, listen, you know that we both stan Ivan, but he needs to like loosen up a little bit. I appreciate that he's very serious and this is like a serious thing for him, which we rarely see on this show, but I actually believe it from him. But like, he's got to be a little fun, you know? We need the floor is lava Ivan back a little bit.
Yes, we do. He is just taking this way too seriously, and it's like he is trying to focus on a chess game. And Ivan, I don't know if you know this, but love isn't a game that you need to focus on. Just be yourself. Just let loose and show Tayshia the boyfriend material that I know you have in you. After that, it basically goes into the rose ceremony. And I love that JoJo entered with that elegant blue dress. And then she had a big ass Ina Garten martini glass. Did you see that?
Okay. I wrote this down. I saw a half drunken, pretty big glass of champagne and then what looked like to be a butter knife. So I was wondering if she just hacked up Bennett in the limo and then came back just in time to grab Tayshia for the roadster. She had like a lot of things in her hands. I mean, I get it. And I like that she was like, well, if I got to sit here all day and wait for all of this shit, I know how this works. Give me the drinks. Then we get to the rose ceremony. This was a funny Ivan part. And see, he wasn't even trying to be funny, but he was like squinting to see how many roses there were. He was like, how many are there? So we get to the roses and it's Brendan, Riley, Blake. Why? Okay. What the fuck? And Ivan. And then I was laughing because obviously Chris Harrison always comes in and is like, and now this is the final rose. But she didn't come and say that. So I think she's just too busy downing more champagne in the back.
She was like, I do not need to tell these men how to count. They know one rose. I'm just going to drink.
You know what? More power to her, because that one rose situation always annoys the fuck out of me. So stand your ground, JoJo. And then the last rose goes to Noah, of course, because we can't get rid of him. He's like an STD at this point.
I know. They say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but people, herpes doesn't stay in Vegas, just so you know. And Noah is herpes.
Him and his mustache. So Spencer, Spencer's trajectory is very funny to me. Like, he came in hot and was like trying to stir up the house, and he wasn't very good at it apparently because the producers made him the narrator for the rest of the season, and now he's gone.
I mean, surprisingly, we know his name, but that's about it.
And then Ed, finally, I don't know why he was still there. And Damar, who they definitely didn't have a connection, but like, he was very likable. So bye, Damar. I'm sure he'll be around somewhere.
Justice for Damar. He needs to go to paradise. He needs something, because Damar is just an amazing guy. And I actually really enjoyed his company for what he gave us.
You enjoyed his company. My friend Damar. So we have 7 guys left, and hometowns are next week. Okay, few thoughts. 1, there are 7 guys before hometowns. So she has to narrow it down to 4, which at this rate we know we're not getting to here because shit keeps popping up. 2, hometowns. Are we zooming the families in? Are they coming to party at the La Quinta? What's going on? How are we doing this? What do you think?
We just have a lot of questions. I mean, they have to zoom them in, but if they have to eliminate people, do they zoom in the families that are also going to get eliminated? Like,
I don't know. Maybe they brought them in. I'm very curious.
Oh my God. What if that pink shirt girl at the end of the episode is one of the moms?
It's Bennett's mom. No, I'm just kidding. So those are my questions. So we'll see. But anyway, Zach then has a mini breakdown because he loves his family and he wants them to see him happy. So we all need to give Zach a hug.
Zach needs a lot. Okay. I would not get along with him. He has too many emotions and I can't deal with that. So Zach, you are not my cup of tea.
So then we get to the date card and it's a one-on-one and it says, Ben, falling in love is full of surprises. So poor, sad Ben, who didn't steal her away quickly enough, finally gets his one-on-one.
Yes, he does. And I love that JoJo is living her best life on this scooter. I don't know if you saw that smile, but she was here for it. But they get into these little activities that they have to do. This seems to be an ongoing trend that they have to go do a couple things around the resort to spice up the dates. And I just remember the pinata scene.
That was intense. But you forgot that they once again go into the fucking fountain. The fountain shows up again. I will never forget.
The fountain of love. Haven't you seen When in Rome? It's the whole love fountain thing. So
that is not the Trevi.
Yeah, well, this fountain, I think, is the villain of your season. So we're just going to sidestep the fountain. They go to the pinatas and they had to open pinatas to find the next clue. And the last pinata, Ben literally hulks out and rips it in two, like literally with his bare hands. No more freaking pinatas.
Tayshia says that Ben is a tough cookie to crack, which, you know, makes sense, but tough nut to crack makes a lot more sense. And Tayshia is almost perfect, so I needed to point this out to make fun of her a little bit. I feel like I'm way meaner to the leads, but I actually like her, so I like haven't been. So that's my one dig at Tayshia today.
We got to have one. We have to check her ego, okay? I mean, she is 99% perfect. So they get to the night portion, and Ben is just like, Ben, you are thick as thieves. Like,
it gets deep yet again. These guys are pretty deep, all of them, you know? It's kind of crazy. They've all, like, at least been through stuff in their lives, which, and I think Tayshia has a lot of, like, good questions or, like, a way to have conversations. Or maybe it's because she actually wants to have these conversations that they show the conversations on TV. Because I feel like you really don't get this a lot on this show, especially.
You always get, oh my God, you're so great. You're so beautiful. I really like this connection. My family and I aren't really close. How are you? How are you doing? What's your journey like? Blah, 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 blah. And it's like, do you have a vocabulary that spans 5 words? But most of these guys do. Funny what age will do to a person.
Yes, it's very refreshing. Yeah, so Ben gets, you know, pretty open and pretty real that he was in a really dark time in his life in 2018. And he had 2 failed suicide attempts in 2018 and 2019, which is, you know, always hard to hear about, and commendable for him to share this, because I think people don't really talk about that enough, especially on a platform like this. So thanks to him for sharing that, for sure.
Yeah, I think with the year that we have had, even though we see The Bachelorette as a source of entertainment and something to kind of lighten our mood, I think it is so important to bring this up with COVID raging, mental health going up. And I think mental health is more important to talk about now than it ever has been. And I love that after they had this conversation, they made sure to flash to a number people can call if they are going to commit suicide. So I really, this is just a thumbs up on my part. And it's just so important right now. And, you know, I shed a tear or two.
Yeah, it was a really good conversation. And ABC doesn't always do things right, but it was good of them to put that up. But then they had to ruin this really nice, deep conversation with a private show from someone we've never heard of. Oh, they dance and it's nice. And then you hear a voiceover say that of Tayshia say that she really, truly loves Ben, which she did not tell him that, and it probably didn't happen at that moment, but they just like Frankenstein that in. So way to start some thinking, producers. Although I really think she likes him. I wouldn't be surprised if they end up together, to be honest.
Me neither, because she still loves the fountain fantasy after the fifth time he's brought her there. So obviously something's going right.
And so he gets a rose.
So then we pan to the group date card being dropped off. And did JoJo even come in to drop it off? I'm very confused.
Oh, I don't know. I think it was one of the ones that were just chilling there. Or maybe she did. She was too busy in her pink jumpsuit getting ready to take care of some lie detector business. So we had the group date mysteriously dropped off, we think, but are unsure. We have Zach, Brendan, Ivan, Noah, Riley, and it's "The truth is that I'm falling in love." So as we mentioned, it's a lie detector test, but it's like a weird one. They have it hooked up to a computer, and it's, if you're telling the truth, a bulb will flash green. If it's inconclusive, it'll flash orange. And if it's a lie, it's red. And so the only thing that I was thinking about was like, you gotta watch out for the orange bulbs, because that means they're a good liar.
How accurate was this lie detector test, and how much were the producers just back there pressing buttons to make the drama arise?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what I was thinking too. It's like, ooh, we know the real story about this guy. Make it orange so they'll have an intense conversation about it. Thank you.
So Tayshia goes first, which I thought was commendable. And did they really have hard questions for her? Of course not.
No, but the only one was, do you regret sending anyone home? And she says no. And it turns orange. And Brenda just turns right to Noah and says, probably Bennett.
Brendan, I love your subtle shade. Get in the head of Noah. And then
we call that turtleneck shade.
Oh gosh, no. But then Ivan goes first, and of course he's so innocent, like literally like nothing happens with him, because of course not. Noah got out easy, I thought.
So easy. I love that he says that he doesn't miss his mustache, but then it clearly shines red.
But Brendan, he's very elusive, and I think he's actually a really good liar. And then they go to Zach, and this man has taken this challenge so seriously. He is like, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, like so straight. But the first one was, have you ever cheated? And this stirs up a lot, because Tayshia does not deal with cheaters. And he says yes, and it flashes green.
Yeah, she gets real uncomfy with that answer. And then they ask, do you see yourself falling for Tayshia? And he says, I think it already happened. And that turns green too. So Mr. Zach has a lot of explaining to do.
I roll, Zach. I don't want to hear it. Shut your whore mouth.
I hope Zach wins for the sheer fact that it'll ruin this season for you completely.
I love Tayshia, and if she picks him, I could never look at her again.
Like, I think she's going to pick Ben, but I hope she picks Zach because I would love your reaction. Let me get to Riley, and JoJo's like, well, you must deal with lie detectors all the time because I'm sure, like, your clients have to do them. And he's like, no, I refuse to let my clients take them because they're not always accurate.
I was like, damn, man, you are bold.
But then he lies about his name, which I feel like they glossed over. Wouldn't that be like a big, like, I would have stopped the interrogation right there and be like, the fuck you mean that's not your name? Who the fuck are you?
I would be like, producers, I thought you run thorough background checks. I need a background check on him right now, expedited. I want to see the evidence. His name, like, this is how serial killers enter the La Quinta and kill people.
But to each their own, and we go to the night date. Okay.
But we go in. Noah has a conversation with her. Boring.
Can I point something out about Noah? That's worse than his mustache. He wears this ring, I think, on his pointer finger that I noticed tonight. Not here for it. I'm not here for it.
Oh, gosh. Rings are totally the 90s. Throw that away. Do not bring that back.
All right, moving on. We get to Zach, and this is where Tayshia's like, the cheating thing doesn't sit well with me because I guess her husband cheated on her. So it brings up some bad memories, and she's like, I don't stand for that shit. And he's like, yes, I cheated on my first girlfriend. I met up with a girl and French kissed her at Bolorama in the sixth grade.
Oh, gosh, Zach C. Now I hate you even more.
The fact that he said Bolorama. I will give him this, though, that when it asked, when they asked if he was falling in love with her and it turned green because he had to answer, and he was like, I really would have liked to do that in like a different situation and not in front of everybody.
Ruin every moment you can, producers, because Zaxi is not the fantasy. So make Tayshia fall out of love with him.
I love when you hate somebody because it's just like so intense.
I either like you or you are the worst person on this earth. Zach C, I'm sorry. Goodbye. And then we go into this weird, weird emotional scene where Riley's like, I have to come clean. I have to come clean. And I'm like, okay, it's just your name. Are you telling me you hid the body of Riley somewhere? Because what the fuck? And then he has this whole moment where he walks out of the group after he tells them he has to come clean, and he just breaks down crying. And I'm like, what the? Like, wow. I'm so confused right now because this is a name.
Everyone's getting very emotional. And then when they sit down, like, he kind of goes over the same story that he's already told her, aside from he was named after his dad and he learned some like shitty things about his dad and rekindled a relationship with his mom. And at that point wanted to change his name, which, dude, understandable. I don't know. The fact that he was like so burnt up about it, even though he was like, I don't like to open up, but I feel like he was pretty open.
Exactly.
So that was wild. Then the rose is on the table and she doesn't give any kudos. So we know that this is going in a bad direction.
You're all going home. Ben's in the suite. I'm marrying him.
But she says that since this is the rose where they're going to go meet their family, it means a lot to her. So she's not ready to give it out and she needs more time. And all of the guys are like, you know, okay with it, I guess. Although if they said that they hated it, they'd probably be kicked off anyway. If they were like, what a fucked up move, she would be like, okay, bye.
Okay, bye. No, she would have just said K and walked out.
True. Totally.
Her third K. Her third K of the episode. But so I totally commend her. I mean, it is a big decision, and I feel like it's more serious than a group date rose. So she walks out stage left. She opens the freaking gate. We see this weird pink shirted mom, which it has to be a mom. Let's be real.
No, you know what it looked like? It looked like the late train from Penn Station going to Long Island on a Saturday night. Like, that's what it looked. That's what that woman looked like. She was like all disheveled in a hot pink tank top. Fucking entering the scene of a TV show. Who is she? Does she work on the crew? That outfit tells me no, but I thought they were alone at the resort. So I'm very confused. If anybody knows who this woman is, I'm going to put her on a milk carton because I need to know. I'm very curious.
So then Tayshia gasps and takes a step back and it goes to commercial and you're like, who the fuck is it? Who's killing her? This is the moment where all the serial killers come together and murder Tayshia.
Yeah, the door almost knocks her over and then you hear, hello, Tayshia.
We know who that is. Bennett shows back up. Oh, gosh.
Because he loves being on television. That's why. He starts off the conversation, which made me laugh for like 2 minutes, and he was like, well, since our parting. It's like, what? Since your parting? And he is so sweaty. So sweaty. Every scene he was sweaty, but he was like extra sweaty during this one. And they talk about how he thinks that the goodbye was bizarre, and you don't realize things until gone. And then he goes, I realize that I love you. Yeah, okay, Bennett. And then he's like, I'm not expecting anything from you. I'm like, yeah, you're not expecting anything other than being on like Bachelor in Paradise or some shit. Because that's all you want, dude.
Bennett, who are you fooling?
But the thing that like shakes me to my core is that she's seems confused about this decision. And I just want to go and shake the John Paul Jones syndrome out of her because it's coming back. Okay, who do you think hometown dates are? If you had to give your best guess.
Ben, obviously. Zach C. is going to get one. I think Ivan will get one. And then the last one will actually be Turtleneck Brendan.
Yes, I agree. I think that's completely accurate. That's what's going to happen.
It is what it is. But hallelujah, that means freaking Blake goes home. And I am so excited.
Honestly, I forgot about that poor guy.
So because next week we have a twofer, and because obviously things are heating up with hometowns, we decided to drink a hurricane because this season is on stage 5 and we are all in trouble.
I love that our drinks are just weather related at this point.
We're just weathering all the storms at this point.
And much like 2020, everything's been a hurricane. So enjoy.
But with that, it's time to say our goodbyes. But join us next week when we dive into episode 10 of Tayshia's season. And next week is a double whammy. So we will touch base on the men tell all and hometowns on Tuesday.
Yeah, I think we agreed that we weren't going to do a full men tell all recap just because it literally is a bunch of screaming about nothing and nobody's got time for that. So we'll live tweet it. So stay tuned for that. And we will definitely be doing a hometown recap because I don't know if all of you know this, but hometown dates are my favorite dates.
They are notoriously the best episode of the whole season. The parents aren't here for it.
No, it's the best. And if you have a feeling, Tayshia's dad is going to be like, call all their bullshit. <It'd be> great. In the meantime, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Here for the Cocktail Party, all one word, for more content and cocktail recipes. And we will talk to y'all later.
See ya.